From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Stay the course. That was the theme of President Bush's primetime speech last night. On the one-year anniversary of Iraqi sovereignty, the president spoke before a crowd of troops at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. He thanked them for their perseverance and urged all Americans to maintain patience with progress in Iraq. Bush's speech coincides with some of the lowest approval ratings of his presidency and increasing public concern about the war.
The progress in the past year has been significant, and we have a clear path forward. To complete the mission, we will continue to hunt down the terrorists and insurgents. To complete the mission, we will prevent al-Qaeda and other foreign terrorists from turning Iraq into what Afghanistan was under the Taliban, a safe haven from which they could launch attacks on America and our friends. And the best way to complete the mission is to help Iraqis build a free nation that can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself.
Joined now in our Washington, D.C. studios by NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, last night, obviously, the president wanted to talk to the American people about where he was. Did he win over people, or do you think this was just a speech to stop the bleeding, so to speak?
Well, that's a ripe choice of words, Ed, stop the bleeding. Because, you know, now, you know, no humor intended here. We have more than 1,700 Americans dead, and I think there are lots of questions. The polls indicating now over the weekend, USA Today, CNN had a poll indicating about 53% of Americans said the United States made a mistake in sending troops to Iraq. And last night, the president chose Fort Bragg because he was going to be surrounded by that military image. Before the speech, he spent 3 hours with family members of 33 American military killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. So there was a strong sense of exactly what is the blood cost that the United States is willing to pay. And what the president said, as you reiterated at the top, is that it's worth it. His argument is ultimately, if you link this, and this is the most controversial part of the speech, if you link what's going on in terms of this war, what he calls overarchingly the war on terror, you link it to what happened on September 11th, if you link it to attacks on al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, then you believe that this is all one arena and that it's therefore worth it for the United States to have that fight over there. And he even said better to have the fight over there than to have to fight terrorists here at home.
This can be, to some degree, though, Juan, politically dangerous, the idea, as you suggest, linking it to 9/11, linking it to terrorism, using what many will say is good rhetoric, the idea of Iraq standing up, then America will stand down. But people want a little bit more, seemingly, something more tangible.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. There's pressure on the president to, one, set a timetable, or secondly, have a sense of exactly how we can set a policy that will allow us to know what are markers for progress in terms of trying to achieve a goal in Iraq. And last night, the president did none of that. He said setting a timetable would be a, quote, serious mistake. He said he'll only send more troops to Iraq if things worsen. Basically, he said there's under no circumstance, because he believed that if you send more troops, more American troops, it would undermine efforts to train Iraqis to defend themselves, he said. So as he said famously, as you just heard, as Iraqis stand up, we will stand down.
How much do you believe when the doors are closed, this White House is truly concerned? We keep hearing the word quagmire. There's the floating idea of Vietnam all over again. We heard Rumsfeld and others this weekend suggest that, in fact, troops could be there for years and years. How concerned do you believe this White House is about that possibility?
Well, I think they are not concerned at the moment. Their feeling is that the American people are going to back the American military, and I think that's why the setting of Fort Bragg was selected. It was quite intentional, quite strategic. I think, you know, if you think back to the president's speech on the USS Abraham Lincoln when he had that mission accomplished banner, Ed, you understand they like to move these primetime speeches away from the Oval Office and out. And so he was setting himself there in the military quite intentionally. I don't think it worked for him, obviously, on the USS Abraham Lincoln. And last night, there was lots of question about why the troops didn't applaud more. He was only interrupted once with applause. The thought was he was going to be interrupted continuously. So there's lots of doubt, I think, among military personnel. And, you know, it's interesting to note here, as a media aside, that the three networks argued until the last minute about whether or not they would even carry the speech.
Yeah, ABC was the first to say they would, but CBS and NBC held out, and one has to believe that signals something to the White House once again in terms of how the networks view the importance of this to the American people.
I think
finally,
that's right. Ed, just let me answer your earlier question. I think I didn't do a good job. You know, when you asked what they believe, I think you have to think historically. Dan Bartlett, the communications director, as well as Karl Rove, the political director, both believe that this president ultimately will be measured by what takes place in response to 9/11 and the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And to that extent, I don't think you're going to see them shift from trying to prosecute this aggressively.
And so they have seen this, quite frankly, Juan, as a big picture issue. At the end, possibly, his legacy, if you will, is for them to be able to say that he truly put a dent in the war on, quote, terrorism, correct?
Or that he was unrelenting, that there may have been moments when Americans wondered if we should stay the course. But say what you will, positive or negative, you know that George W. Bush was going aggressively after terrorists. Now, whether he links them to the people who committed 9/11 in terms of Saddam Hussein, we can argue, but there will be no question historically that he was aggressive in pursuing terrorists.
All right, Juan Williams, senior NPR correspondent, and also you'll hear Juan on Thursday as he always holds down our political corner. Juan, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend Ed.